En Vaughan ya lo tenemos todo organizado para que no tengas que preocuparte por nada. Más de 10 colegios en Madrid y alrededores para que aprendan mientras se divierten en nuestros campamentos urbanos. Llama al 91 700 11 99 y te lo contamos todo.
Hey amigos, welcome back. I hope you guys are having fun. I hope you're learning English and laughing with us. And I hope you're ready for tons of challenges. So let's kick off with today's homophones.
Homophones, homophones on the show with no name. It's homophones time, 'cause homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name. The show with no name. Homophones on the show with no name. 'Cause homophones.
That's right, amigos. That's right, it's homophones only on the show with no name. And here's where I give you two words and you tell me what the words are and tell me if they sound exactly the same. I mean, so the same that you don't even know what word I'm saying when I say it. All right? Unless you see it in context or see it written. Now, the first word is the word cintura. Cintura. Okay, it's a part of your body. Right? It's a part of your body where you put your button, your pants, right? Or your jeans, whatever you wear, right? It's that part that, si buscas tu tamaño, that would be the size, right? So that's the first word there. Okay? Cintura. Cintura. The next word is desperdiciar. Desperdiciar. Now, this word also means desperdicios, también. We were talking about before about factories and pesticides and, lo que sale de esto, like nuclear, a ver la palabra, desechos, desperdicios, residuos. So it has many, many uses here, this second one. No solo desperdiciar. También aquí pone excrementos. So we'll take a look at all the different incarnations of this word. But also, I'm going to give you guys our Say What soundbite here. We've got to listen to it for the third time. So everybody grab your pens and your notebooks and jot down what you hear.
Each of those women was very involved in women's issues, in equality, and I suppose if they were alive today, they'd be involved in the peace movement.
All right. That was the third listen of today's Say What soundbite. You're going to hear it one more time a little bit later on in the show. Now we're going back to our homophones. I imagine at least one or two of you might even get the Say What soundbite now after the third listen. But we'll see. You have four chances. Use them. Let's see. Let's take a look. The first person to participate in today's homophones is J.M. Hermosilla. And J.M. Hermosilla, those are the words. And he says they sound alike. Okay. Kubla says it's and they're homophones. Okay, so right now we've got two people who agree that these are homophones. There's Nata. Nata, do you agree? Yes, Nata. There's three out of three that are saying that these words are homophones. Do you guys agree? Do you know the words? Have you ever used these words in English? Have you ever said the words aloud? Do you know if they're regular verbs? Well, the second one is a verb. The first one's not a verb. But do you know if the second one's a regular verb, an irregular verb? So remember, just being familiar with a word is good, but being really familiar with it is the key, where you'll understand, like the word sought. Si ves la palabra sought, ¿sabes que proviene de la palabra seek? Buscar. So a eso me refiero, saberlo tanto que, esto es raíz de esta palabra, right? And that just comes with what we do here, playing with words, trying to gain a deeper understanding of words and how we use them. And speaking of words, I see a lot of people who figured out the words in today's Say What soundbite. Well, a lot of people, two so far. Please give it up for Kubla and J.M. Hermosilla. Excellent job, guys. On the third go. A la tercera. Awesome. Ahora te relajas para la cuarta, ¿no? You can let your guard down and just chill out. Fantastic job, guys. Really, really good job. Let's see Alicia as well. Alicia's participating in the homophone section. She agrees. Alicia says they are homophones. Okay, well, let's hear both words here, and then we can, we'll know. You know, there won't, we'll eliminate all doubt here. Okay, the first word is waist. And how would I use this word? Well, what is your waist size? Ooh, these pants are really tight around my waist, right? Again, the word in Spanish is cintura, waist, W-A-I-S-T. If you think of Levi's jeans, los Levi's, tiene la W ahí, that's your waist size, 34, 32, you know, whatever your waist size siendo talla o tamaño también. So waist. Now the second word is waste. So I'm not going to waste time talking about your waist. No voy a malgastar el tiempo, desperdiciar el tiempo hablando de tu cintura. I'm not going to waste time talking about your waist. Do they sound the same? Absolutely. Now just be careful. As Nata points out, it's a regular verb. Es un verbo regular. So it's wasted. And what does it mean if I tell you I'm wasted? What am I telling you? Does that mean I'm really tired? Does it mean I am very hungry? Or does it mean I'm very drunk? Te doy tres opciones. So if I tell you I'm wasted, it either means I'm really tired. La segunda no me acuerdo, o sea, quitamos esa. Si no me acuerdo. Or that I'm really drunk. So you have a couple options there. Wasted means really drunk, right? I know, I had a student tell me once, they say, oh, Alberto, aprendió la palabra y quiso decir, yo voy a probar cosas aquí. And the student told me, Alberto, uf, it's been a long day, I'm wasted. And I'm like, really? You, here at work, you're wasted? I don't tell your boss. I don't know if that's a good idea to be wasted at work. So wasted, malgasta, it's the adjective too. A very popular song by Iron Maiden, Wasted Years. Los años desperdiciados, malgastados. And what we talked about before, the other use of waste. There was nuclear waste. There was radioactive waste. These are the things, residuos, as I said, desechos. What else do we waste? We waste money. We waste opportunities. We waste time. That's another way, too. When you learn a word, well, learn what words we use it with most often, right? Think of examples of how you would use it. Don't waste your opportunities. Don't waste your time. One of my favorite lines in a song is Muse, Knights of Sidonia. And he says, don't waste your time or time will waste you. Wise words, como decimos en inglés. Also, waste. Please remove the dog's waste. That means no la cadera. Claro, si no lo ves escrito, puede ser. But no. This is excreted elements, doggy do. And I think that's a good time to change gears. Creo que es un buen momento. I don't want to waste any more time talking about wastes. In fact, I feel like going to the movies. Me apetece ir al cine. Are you guys up for it? ¿Os apetece? Let's do it.
Name that movie.
That's right, amigos. That's right. It's Name That Movie, only on the show with no name. Let me start out with the trailer, which is pretty simple here. Okay, so here it goes. The last days of Frankenstein director James Whale are explored.
Ya está. Tampoco hay que complicarse mucho. You want more?
The last days, los últimos días of Frankenstein. Do you say Frankenstein? We say Stein. Frankenstein. And it says 1931. It says director James Whale, Jaime Ballena, are explored. So, now remember, there are many, many remakes of Frankenstein that
that timeless tale, ese cuento de todos los tiempos, Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. But this was from the 1931 movie, and it dealt with the director's life. Trató con la vida del director, who I wasn't even familiar with this guy, James Whale. All right, well, let's take a look at the scene over here. A character named Clayton Boone says, and he's talking about joining the Marines, uniéndose a la Marina, the Marines. And he says, it was a chance to be a part of something important. Fue una oportunidad para ser parte de algo importante. Something that's bigger than yourself. Algo más grande que tú mismo. And then James says, so what happened? Entonces, ¿qué pasó? And Clayton says, didn't have the guts for it. Las agallas, las tripas. Right? The guts are literally your insides. I didn't have the guts for it. Another adjective we can say is gutsy. So alguien que es muy atrevido, que tiene agallas, can be gutsy. Or they have guts. Man, también decimos muchas veces, that takes guts, requiere. Right? Man, it takes guts to say that, you know? So, G-U-T-S. So, I didn't have the guts for it. No tuve las tripas, las agallas. Literally, he says. Literalmente. He goes, my appendix. Appendix is a part of your body. Apéndice, you say the same? My appendix burst. And burst is explotar. Right? Burst. Right? My appendix burst. They gave me a medical discharge. And a discharge is when you are, when they say, okay, you are free to go. Te puedes ir. Secreción, no es a discharge. Bueno, también tuvo ese. Secreción, a bodily emission. No, licenciamiento. Licenciamiento. Oh, I didn't know this. Despido, alta. You know, if you're discharged from the military, they say, you can leave now. Like, seriously, you can leave. Like, okay, so sometimes they do it if you're sick. Sometimes they do it if you're, you know, there are many different ways. I don't know very much about it. But this guy was discharged because of a discharge. Hey, eso no lo he escrito yo. He was discharged because of a discharge. O sea, le quitaron, le dieron el despido por una secreción. In this case, it was his appendix, which burst. And he says, they gave me a medical discharge. And the only thing I can think, lo único en que puedo pensar, is how the hell, como demonios, how the hell am I going to tell my father? Como demonios, se lo voy a contar a mi padre. And then he pauses, right? No es pause, it's pause. Aw, like awesome. He pauses. And Clayton says, and you know what happened? When I finally did tell him, ¿sabes lo que pasó cuando por fin se lo dije? And he pauses again, las pausas. There's another reason I love Batman. They've played with the pauses very nicely. And he says, he laughed at me. Se rió de mí. No? To laugh at someone. And then he pauses again because there's power in the pause, as we say. And he goes, well, that's the breaks, huh? Pues mala suerte. We have an expression in English, that's the breaks, right? And the breaks are like, yeah, ¿cómo van las cosas? ¿Cómo van los tiros? Eso es la vida, eso es, you know? Well, that's the breaks, huh? He goes, so, no war stories for this pup, para este cachorrillo, pup, hablando de renacuajos y esto. No war stories, ningún cuento de guerra, historia de guerra para este de aquí. And James says, well, that's where you're wrong. Ahí te equivocas. That's where you're wrong, Clayton. He goes, you just told me one. Me acabas de contar uno. A very good story indeed. And indeed is claro, right? I don't know how you, indeed, sin duda, I think maybe would be. Ciertamente, en efecto, ¿no? En serio, de verdad. Indeed. Es otra forma de decir claro que sí. Do you want to come, Alberto? Indeed. Claro que sí. Cuenta conmigo. Indeed. So let's see if we've got a winner over here as I scroll through the comments. So many people participating. Thank you so much for your participation, guys. The winner is Kubla. The movie is called Gods and Monsters.
Gods and Monsters. J.M. Hermosilla says, the movie's Frankenstein. No, I guess it's about the director who made that movie, though. So that, I guess that would be a good exercise to watch the 1931 Frankenstein movie directed by James Whale, and then watch this movie, Gods and Monsters. And why is it called Gods and Monsters? Well, I asked myself the same question, and so I looked it up. And it comes from a line that appeared in The Bride of Frankenstein. La mujer de Frankenstein. No sé cómo lo traducís. The Bride. La novia de Frankenstein. La novia, la mujer. The Bride of Frankenstein. And it is when Dr. Pretorius says to Dr. Frankenstein, to a new world. No, to means esto va para, como un brindis. To a new world of gods and monsters. I remember reading, I don't know if you guys have read it. I know, I imagine you've read it in Spanish. But if you haven't read these classic novels, this classic tale of Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, I think it's a good one. I remember we read it, I would say I was in seventh grade or so. En el curso número siete, más o menos, we had to read it. I remember every summer, the teacher would assign summer reading, right? And to assign, darnos de deberes. Wow, en inglés es una palabra. De hecho, a homework assignment es una cosa, ¿no? I have a lot of different assignments. I have a lot of homework. Una palabra que nunca lleva ese en inglés. We don't say homeworks. We say homework. I've got a lot of homework. O si queremos hacerlo contable, decimos I've got a lot of homework assignments. So jugando con las palabras, if you have assignments, it's the teacher who assigns that homework. And this is an interesting word because es esta palabra que tiene la G muda, como firmar, like sign. Que that's, I think that was one of the first really funny mistakes that I had in class. When a student, I'll say her name now because it's a common name and I don't think she's listening, but a student named Bea. I was working at a big telephone company as a teacher. And a student named Bea came, you know, at the end of every class, she came up to me. Se me acercaba. She came up to me and she said to me, Alberto, can I sing? And I said, sure you can. Of course you can. Please, feel free. Todo tuyo. Sing. And she would look at me and turn red. Sonrojaba. She would turn red. She would blush and be like, I'm confused. I'm like, yeah, so am I. And obviously, I mean, I knew I was pulling her chain, pulling her leg. Dos formas de decir, tomándole el pelo un poco. And when she said, can I sing? Well, first I said, I don't know. Sing for us. We'll tell you. You want to do like the voice over here, la voz? And I remember her just looking at me like, you're an idiot. I'm like, no, I'm just playing with you. I understood you. I imagine you wanted to say sign. Can I sign the attendance sheet? And, of course, you can imagine after I teased her, la vacilé, a few times with the, go ahead, sing for us. She stopped saying sing. So sometimes we need to make those mistakes so that we can, you know, be embarrassed by them or, you know, you don't know how many times it's happened to me. I told you, I went around for 25 years of my life, 25 years, more possibly, saying, estoy caliente. Yeah, I swear to God. Can you imagine a 7-year-old kid walking around telling all the ladies in the building, "Ooh, estoy caliente." What were they thinking? They're like, that boy down the hall, he's pretty horny, huh? All he's talking about is how horny he is. Horny is como decimos cachondo caliente. You probably know it from music. I'm horny, 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 horny tonight. So as we say in English, live and learn, ¿no? Vamos aprendiendo mientras vivimos. Se aprende mientras vives. Live and learn through experience. It's a really good, concise, short and sweet expression. Cuando nos equivocamos, decimos, live and learn, ¿no? Live and learn. Pues aprendiendo, viviendo, se aprende. So, speaking of learning, take a look at some of those classic books. Take a look at, and remember, if you're a person who's like, listen, I'm in front of a computer screen all day. The last thing I want to do is, you know, strain my eyes, forzar los ojos. Well, remember, audiobooks, they exist as well.
And if you are, I'm sure many of you are Amazon Prime subscribers. I don't know. We are in my house because we order a lot of stuff. So if you are an Amazon Prime subscriber, you can get, I don't know if the offer's still on. Take a look at it either way. But you can get access to Audible, Audible. It's their podcast and audiobook platform. Now, why do I tell you that? Well, if you already have Amazon Prime, then you have access. If you don't, I think you can get a 30-day trial. And the reason I tell you that is not only are there amazing audiobooks, but you can also get the This Book is the Milk. Well, it's called This Show is the Milk. And it's based on my books. This Book is the Milk and This Book is the Remilk. In fact, if you have those books and you have not heard those episodes, you're missing out. ¿Por qué? Porque revisitamos los libros. Damian and I spent a summer recording that. And we just sat down with the book and I was like, vamos a sacarle más contenido. Vamos a de esta. Y Damian said, and I remember Damian learning things that were not in the book, but related to things we looked at in the book. So if you have my award-winning books, This Book is the Milk, This Book is the Remilk, well, this is accompanying audio. And if you don't have the books, you're still going to learn from it. But if you have the books, you can literally follow along and laugh and learn with us. And remember, it's added content, right? Es contenido adicional. So if you already have the book, you've got all that content, thousands and thousands of words and expressions and common mistakes. But then if you get the audio, you got even more because we made sure of it. Nos aseguramos. We said, let's make sure that if you have the book, well, great, because this is going to add added value, no? Valor añadido. And if you don't have the book, you'll be able to follow along and not get lost. So that's on Audible. Maybe some of you already have Audible. If not, as I said, I think you can get a free trial. Una prueba gratis, un periodo de prueba. It's a good one to know. A free trial es muy de marketing. You can get a free trial. Or, as I said, if you're a member, I think you get access for 3 months just to take a look around. And I recommend you download some of the classics. Download not only novels, some of the, you know, one I like to think about, Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People. Do you guys know that one? Was this a popular book in Spain, in the United States? I've never read it, fíjate. But somebody and something tells me I don't really need advice here. You know, how can I put it? I've never had a problem meeting people. In fact, it's quite the opposite. People come up to me, say, I look approachable. No, me encanta esta palabra. I look like somebody you can approach. Porque en toda mi vida la gente se me acerca y me hace preguntas. So that's good. I guess that's good. Right? That I'm an approachable person. People can come up to me. But that's a really popular one. Dale Carnegie. And it's called How to Win Friends and Influence People. Stop Worrying and Start Living. This is a classic. Again, you can read it. You can listen to the audiobook. But it's just another way to make sure you are learning English. And here, wait a second. Look at this. I love Google. If you don't want to listen to it, you can sum it up in 6 sentences here. 6 frases resumen todo el libro. 6 ways to make people like you. The best summary, resumen, of How to Win Friends and Influence People, the popular book, as I just said. So it says over here, become genuinely, okay, genuinely, genuinamente, no, realmente, become genuinely interested in other people. What does that mean? That means when you ask somebody, hey, how are you doing? Listen to the answer. You know, don't just be like, all right, see you later. You know, I saw that in a movie. No me acuerdo qué película era. It's like, hey, how you doing, John? And he goes, yeah, my dad just passed. Acaba de fallecer mi padre. He's like, oh, great, have a nice day. Y el otro like, so you didn't even listen? That's the majority of people. Why? Because it's a greeting. Nos mezclamos entre cuando es un saludo y cuando es siéntate y te cuento, right? So the next one, easy one, and I know you guys are good at this one, smile. Maybe that's why people approach me, because I smile a lot. I don't know. I don't know why. Sometimes sometimes I wish, I was like, you know, why is everybody asking me for directions? I'm in a city I don't even know. 3, remember that a person's name is to that
is to that person the sweetest and most important sound in any language. So I do that a lot without, again, I didn't read the book, but I'm always like, listen, John, I think it's a good idea, David. You know, because then they know I know who I'm talking to. I'm not just copy paste, right? Number four, be a good listener. My mom's awesome at this. Be a good listener. Number five, talk in terms of other person's interests. So this is another way of saying don't make it all about you, right? If somebody says I had a nice time at college, you're not like, well, I had a great time at college too. It's like, well, no, ask them questions so they tell you more about their experience. They obviously told you for a reason. They want to talk to you about it. And the other one is make the other person feel important, but don't be fake. I think all of these things, sincerely, don't be with that fake smile, because I don't know about you guys, but my bullshit radar is pretty good. Mi radar de saber cuando alguien es falso, my bullshit radar, cuando algo no cuadra, algo es un poco mentira, it's usually pretty good. I got that from my dad, by the way, who's with us right now. But guys, we have to go to our last commercial break. I can't believe it. When we come back, we've got so much to do. So stick around.
En los Urban Camps tenemos un montón de aventuras y temáticas disponibles, y todo sin que los peques tengan que dormir fuera de casa. Tu reserva ya en campamentosvaughan.com.
There's a saying in Spanish, lo barato es caro. This is very true in my business. If you find a cheap solution, wonderful. Congratulations. You will pay less money, yes, but in exchange for nothing.
Ha llegado a Vaughan un nuevo recurso para ayudarte con el inglés, para hablar inglés más fluido cada día. La guía definitiva del inglés natural, Natural English. Viene con audio descargable y es una auténtica mina de oro para aprender expresiones útiles, modismos y frases hechas que usan los nativos. Eso es, las que usamos nosotros. You'll be in our secret club. Y son las típicas que no sueles encontrar en cualquier libro de inglés. De la mano de nuestra presentadora, Ximena Holiday. Pásate por vaughantienda.com y descubre eso y todas las opciones que tenemos para mejorar tu inglés. Natural English, tu guía definitiva del inglés natural.
Si tienes hijos entre 4 y 14 años y vives en Madrid, esto te interesa. Este año vuelven los Urban Camps. En los Urban Camps, tus hijos hablarán inglés durante todo el día, sin dar una sola hora de aburridas clases. Aprenderán con juegos y talleres diseñados por nuestro equipo de profesores Vaughan. Cada día con un tema distinto. Crazy Science, un viaje espacial, artes escénicas. Y mientras ellos aprenden inglés divirtiéndose, vosotros, papás y mamás, podréis seguir tranquilamente con vuestras obligaciones en esa semana sin cole. Horario de 9 de la mañana a 5 de la tarde con posibilidad de ampliación. Comenzamos la última semana de junio y podrás reservar las semanas que necesites hasta final de julio. Los Urban Camps tendrán lugar en diferentes colegios de la Comunidad de Madrid. Así podrás escoger el que mejor te venga. ¿A qué esperas? Llámanos al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate de todas las opciones que te ofrecemos. Repito, 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com. Los Urban Camps de Vaughan. Ven a vernos a nuestra tienda física en Madrid. Estamos en la calle Orense 75, de lunes a jueves de 10 a 2 y de 2 y media a 6 y media, y los viernes de 10 a 2 y de 2 y media a 5 y media. Y si no, ya sabes, vaughantienda.com. Aprende inglés desde casa por menos de 30 céntimos al día. Un año de clases por solo 99 euros. Infórmate en curso de inglés online vaughan.com. Ya disponible también en Latinoamérica. Apúntate, curso de inglés online vaughan.com. Si tienes un smartphone o una tablet, no tienes excusas. Descarga ya nuestra app de Vaughan Radio y podrás escuchar nuestra radio en directo, enviarnos tus tweets, conocer nuestra parrilla, acceder a nuestros podcasts y enterarte de todas las novedades de Vaughan. Aprende inglés en cualquier momento y en cualquier lugar, con la app de Vaughan Radio.
Ay, sería genial tener un campamento para mis hijos totalmente en inglés. Y que encima fuesen campamentos temáticos para que se lo pasaran genial. Caballeros y princesas, Harry Potter, máquinas del tiempo, talent show. Pues si encima no tuviesen que salir de Madrid, ¡buah, eso sería fantástico! Y si además no tuvieran que dormir fuera de casa y pudieran volver el mismo día, ¿tendrán algo así los de Vaughan?
Lo tenemos. Se llama Urban Camps. Llámanos al 91-133-5832 y te lo contaremos todo. 91-133-5832. Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Hey amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to the Show with No Name 2.0 on Vaughan Radio. All aboard. All right, folks, welcome back to the fourth and final part of today's show. We've got so much to cover, and time is just ticking by. So why don't we kick off with the section we call Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
That's right, amigos. That's right. It's Double Trouble only on the Show with No Name. And you know what? You're welcome. Why? Well, this one's really easy. I can't make it easier than this. So what does that mean? I want everybody to take a stab at it. Quiero que todo el mundo lo intente. All right? Everybody. Even people who aren't listening. Yeah, that's impossible. All right, here we go. Odio conducir. Me vuelve loco. That's it. Odio conducir. This is a true statement, by the way. Odio conducir. Me vuelve loco. That is today's Double Trouble. You have to use the same word twice. And also, I'm going to play the Say What soundbite for you now for the fourth and final time. Now, some of your fellow students figured it out already, but this is your last chance. So write down what you hear.
Each of those women was very involved in women's issues, in equality, and I suppose if they were alive today, they'd be involved in the peace movement.
All right. That was the fourth and final listen. We'll take a look at who it is, what's being said, and all that fun stuff a little bit later on. But right now, we're going to take a look at our Double Trouble. I've given you guys about a minute or two to think it through, pensarlo bien, and let's see what you came up with. A ver con qué habéis dado. The first person to participate is our buddy J.M. Hermosilla. And ladies and gentlemen, let's see. I'll ask you, do you have faith in J.M. Hermosilla? Well, because you gotta have faith, faith, faith. He nailed it. Nice job. You gotta have faith, faith, faith. Oh, well, I guess it will be nice. Nice job. The first person to get it, J.M. Hermosilla. We've also got Kubla, and we've got Anna. Hey, wait, Anna, you don't count. What's up? This is my friend Anna. She's up in Sweden. If I'm not mistaken, maybe you're stateside. Stateside es que estás en los Estados Unidos. Well, I expect you to get it. Hope you're doing well and great. So glad you tuned in to check out all our amigos here learning English and having fun. Also, Kubla got it as well. Let's see. Alicia got it. Okay. A lot of people got it. Well, as I said, this is on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being like easy peasy mac and cheesy and 10 being rocket science or brain surgery, as we say, or rocket surgery. I love the mix of the two. This isn't rocket surgery. well, let's look at it. Let's look at the first part. Now, you have two options when you use the word hate. You can say, I hate driving or I hate to drive,
right? Hate and love are both, you can use the gerund and the infinitive. Now, enjoy, solo el gerundio. So that's why I tell my students, don't touch enjoy. No toques el verbo enjoy, porque estás limitado, right? Say you love something. Y ahí, pues, you can't get it wrong. But you can't say, I enjoy to drive. It's, I enjoy driving. But hate and love, like, there's another one. I like to drive. I like driving. I dislike driving. I dislike to drive. So the thing is, some of them are interchangeable and some of them are not. It just so happens, da la casualidad, that the ones the Spanish people use the most, which is really enjoy, is the one that you're limited on. The one where you can only use the gerund. So I know you enjoy using enjoy, but start using like. You know, just because, well, if you say, I like to go, I like going. They're interchangeable, as I said, really. So I hate to drive. I hate driving. However you slice it or dice it. Lo pongas como lo pongas. However you slice it or dice it. I hate to drive. I hate driving. And it's interesting because when I think of I hate to drive, I think of the verb. When I think of I hate driving, I think of the action of driving. But really, you can use both. It means the same thing. I really don't enjoy it. Okay. So again, based on a true story in my case, I hate driving. Okay. I know what you're thinking. Yeah, but, you know, driving. Yeah, but most of the driving I've done in my life has been in traffic and cities. Like, I've never lived up in the mountains, you know, and that. So my driving has been very functional in life and just stressful and stuff. So you try driving over there in New York City. See how much you like it. see how much you need a really strong whiskey after. Not before, because that's drunk driving, right? Anna says, great show. You're awesome. See you later, skater. There's a very native way to say it. We say, see you later, skater, or later, skater. Okay, so I hate to drive. Me vuelve loco. It drives me crazy. It drives me nuts. It drives me bananas. It drives me mad. ¿Quieres más formas de decirlo? Acepto todas, ¿eh? Porque todas se usan. Now, I could have made this a triple trouble, but I decided to be nice. Why? Well, remember, drive is motivación también. So, soy una persona con mucha motivación. Pero odio conducir, me vuelve loco. I'm a person who has a lot of drive, o más fácil, I'm a driven person, una persona motivada. So, te lo doy yo, el triple trouble. I'm a person with a lot of drive. I hate to drive, though. It drives me crazy. Ahí lo tienes, un triple trouble. Remember, drive is an irregular verb. So it's drive, drove, driven. So the same thing as conducir. Si lo usamos con crazy or nuts, igual. She has driven me crazy. He drove me crazy. So, otra vez, a lo mejor, en mi contexto de vida, yo lo uso más con drive, motivación. Yo uso mucho más drive, as I said before, volver, drive me crazy. But el que menos uso es el de conducir. En mi contexto. Remember, everybody has their own context. Just think of how you would use this word. But I know one way you guys could use it, and it's very appropriate. Muy apto. And that's driven. You guys are driven students. You have a lot of drive. All right? And now it's time to move on to your joking.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, what did the guy say when he walked into the bar? Ouch! Ouch! You get it? Ouch! He walked into the bar.
You're joking.
That's right, amigos. Your joking is a joke where you guys, I'm not just testing my jokes to see if they're funny, but I'm also testing your knowledge of English vocabulary. I want to see how... I want to see your mastery of vocabulary. And obviously, to get all kinds of jokes, you really have to know a lot of vocabulary. So let's see if you get today's joke. If not, as always, you guys know, I explain the joke and the double meaning. These are 99% of the time, these are puns, juegos de palabras. So here we go. Why was there no food left? ¿Por qué no quedaba comida? Why was there no food left at the end of the monster's party? Okay, so, ¿por qué no quedaba comida? Why was there no food left? Este left hay que saberlo, ¿eh? Porque viene detrás de lo que no queda. Perdona, lo que queda. So we have 3 days left. Nos quedan tres. Si no sabes esta construcción, tienes que saberla, right? So why was there no food left at the end of the monster's party? Y de hecho, me recuerda, hay una película que se llama Monster's Ball, la gala de los monstruos. And we were talking about gods and monsters before. My daughter loves monsters. do you guys know Camuñas, that monster? The one with the uñas? She always says, Papi, es Camuñas. And I go, and I turn into, me convierto en Camuñas. I'm like, look at my nails. I'm Camuñas. She goes, no, Papi, no. So we're going through a monster phase over here. All right, so anybody? Anybody know why? Well, because everybody was a goblin. Everybody was a goblin. There was no food left because everybody was a goblin. I think this one's great. Now, if you listened to the episode of FYI, ¿ves cómo tiene ventajas? If you listened to the episode of FYI on Thanksgiving, you might know this. And you might know it if you listen to the Halloween episode. So hay dos posibilidades donde podría haberse enseñado esto. Halloween episode, for one reason, and the other meaning for the Thanksgiving episode. So maybe I've cleared it up for you a little bit there. Did anybody get the joke? This is a really tough one today. This is exclusively for high-level students. All right, anybody? Kubla says, those jokes are usually hilarious. Kubla, thank you. I know you don't mean it, and I appreciate it anyway. Okay, let's take a look. J.M. Hermosilla says, a gobbling is a monster, and to gobble es devorar un alimento. Well, kind of. And Kubla, you made the same kind of mistakes here, but it is all right. Well, that's why we're looking at it. Okay, so a gobbling. So espera. I need to look. Okay, me habéis liado un poco con el spelling. Okay, I was like, ¿se escribe así o no? You guys made me check my English here. Okay, pero bien, lo habéis pillado, pero lo habéis deletreado mal. A eso voy. So, the word goblin, G-O-B-L-I-N, lleva una B, chicos, y no lleva G. So, a goblin. Hay una cerveza que se llama Hobgoblin. Es muy fuerte este. And a goblin is un duende. It's like a kind of mythological mischievous, no? De los malos. You don't think of a goblin as a nice elf, right? It's like a like a wicked elf. I guess Camuñas would be kind of like a goblin, if you know who Camuñas is. So goblin, G-O-B-L-I-N. Now also, we have a verb which is to gobble. And if you think about the sound of it, gobble, 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 gobble. Engullir, tragar, to gobble. Y cuando americanos decimos el gerundio, ya sabéis que omitimos la G. We don't say, I was gobbling some turkey this Thanksgiving. It was, I was goblin, right? Nosotros no pronunciamos la G. Entonces, goblin, duende, and gobbling en americano, inglés americano, sin esa G, suena exactamente igual. The goblin was gobbling his food. El duende estaba engullendo, devorando, tragando su comida. So now I know, or you know, I should say, why we looked at it in the Halloween episode, right? Goblin, ghosts and goblins galore. Yeah, I love saying that. A tutti plen, muchísimos. Now when we say galore, por todas partes, ghosts and goblins galore, you know I love my alliteration. But also, why did we look at it in the episode on Thanksgiving. That doesn't make any sense. Well, what if we said that the sound that a turkey makes is gobble, 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 graznar, gluglutear, to gobble, right? So three words there that this really means if we say it goblin. The turkey was goblin, right? No sé el sonido exactamente. I don't know if it was anything near that. Anybody know how to gobble like a turkey? Gobble, 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 gobble. Eso es como lo diríamos. But also to gobble down some food is to eat it. And a goblin is obviously our friend, the gross, the ghostly goblin. All right, so folks, now you get it. It wasn't an easy one to get, but I'm sure now with a little explanation, everybody knows three new words if you didn't know them before. And, well, hopefully I got a little chuckle out of you, too. Espero que también os habéis reído un poquitín. But if not, we've got other stuff to celebrate. It's time for famous birthday trivia. That's right, amigos. It's famous birthdays only on the show with no name. And we'll see if you guys can figure out who's celebrating a birthday today. The first person was born in 1946. This person is an American singer, songwriter, and bass player. Bajista. Born in 46. Still alive. So that's good. How would you know this guy? Well, he's retired now, a retired musician. Vamos a pronunciar esta palabra juntos. Musician, musician. Difícil, right? He oído de todo, menos musician. So this guy was a retired, is a retired American musician, singer, songwriter, and a founding member of, well, let's see if you know the band. If I say, welcome to the Hotel California. It's such a lovely place, such a lovely place, such a lovely face. And, well, many other songs. The Eagles is the group, in case you didn't know it. He co-wrote the song, which this song, he wasn't the lead singer, but he sang the song, Take It to the Limit. Take it to the limit. The Eagles really are an amazing group. I guess that's why they have 6 Grammy Awards, and maybe they deserve even more. But this guy was bass guitar and vocals, backing vocals on many tracks, but on Take It to the Limit, he was lead vocal, which happens to be, obviously, I think Hotel California is their number one hit, but I think Take It to the Limit could be number two, although they have a lot of great songs. Witchy Woman, Take It Easy, Take It Easy, Tómalo Tranquilo. Really good Americana, as we call it. Música Americana. All right, the next one is an actress who was born in 1943. English-American actress. She won 2 Golden Globes, 2 Oscar nominations, I should say. She is the nominee. The nomination is the noun. She received Emmy, Grammy, and Tony nominations. Her family is also a family of actors. She debuted on Broadway in 1967. Then she was in movies, where she was in Gods and Monsters in 1998. Hey, wait, today's name that movie. Yep. She was in Shine in 1996. And, well, she was on so many shows in Broadway. She was in Tom Jones, the film Tom Jones, Georgie Girl, which I haven't seen, but she basically won a lot of praise, elogios, for her work in those movies. And last but not least, she was born in 1943, a Canadian actress and producer. She's been in many movies. She was in Colossus, The Forbin Project. I remember discovering her work in the sitcom Webster. You guys know Webster, El Chico Joven Este Que Adoptan, where she played the mom. She plays Webster's adopted mom.
But she's been in many, many movies. She was in Airport 1975. She was in Showdown with Dean Martin, Night Moves with Gene Hackman, and so many other movies. She played Amelia Earhart, the famous aviator as well. And, well, that's all I can tell you. Let's see if anybody knows who it is. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Kubla. Nice job. Number one, Randy Meisner from the Eagles. Welcome to the Hotel California. Number two, Lynn Redgrave from the Redgrave family. Tumba Roja, a very famous acting family. And last but not least, Susan Clark. And that brings us to our Say What soundbite. This was Susan Clark, the mother in the show Webster. And she was talking about playing Amelia Earhart. And so she was talking about Amelia Earhart, and then she played another. She played a couple influential women. I don't remember the other one she mentioned, but I remember the interviewer said, "Oh, and what was it like playing Amelia Earhart?" And I can't remember the other one. And she goes, "Well, because each of these women was very involved in women's issues,
porque cada una de estas mujeres estaba involucrada en temas de la mujer, asuntos."
And equality, no, igualdad. And I suppose if they were alive today, si estuvieran vivas hoy, again, Amelia Earhart, and I can't remember the other one, the aviator. If they were alive today, they'd be involved, involucradas, in the peace movement, el movimiento hacia la paz.
So, and this was an interview from like 1985. So, the fight is real, and there's Susan Clark, an actress who, well, is looking to inspire not only other actresses, but other women as well. And I'll always remember her as the mom on Webster. I was like, wow, what a cool mom. All right, here she is, Susan Clark.
Each of those women was very involved in women's issues, in equality, and I suppose if they were alive today, they'd be involved in the peace movement.
There you go, folks. And now it's time for our final section, Name That Lyric.
No? Sorry, bye.
Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Only on the show with no name. The show with no name. The show with no name. Name that lyric. Only on the show with no name. The show with no name. The show with no name. It's name that lyric. Only on the show with no name.
That's right, amigos. It's Name That Lyric on the show with no name. It's the last section of today's show. But the good news is you're in good hands with Ximena Holiday up next and her amazing program, Test Your English. She'll put you to the test. She'll put Nacho to the test as well. And after that, you got Rob and Andy's antics. That's what I'm going to call it now. Rob and Andy's antics. And then after that, you've got Tash Pasqua and back to basics. So tons of reasons to keep it locked here on Vaughn Radio, to download our app, to follow us wherever you listen to podcasts. And again, thank you. Thank you, because we wouldn't be here if it weren't for you guys. So the same way the teacher is an important part, the teacher without the student is nothing, right? So thank you, thank you, thank you for doing your part. You're an inspiration, not only to me, but I think you are an inspiration to your fellow students. And that is freaking beautiful. So keep it up, guys. Not just the English learning, but being great people, being kind, courteous, amazing people. And happy Women's Day to all the amazing women who follow this program every day. Life would not be possible without you. Period. Punto. You can say whatever you want and equal. Life would not be possible without you. So thank you so much, not only for making life possible, but for making it better for all of us, this making this world a better place. All the moms, all the sisters, all the cousins out there who have, you know, really contributed to who I am as a person. My grandmas as well, very special to me, as you guys know. So thank you, thank you, thank you to all of you. And this is a beautiful song. In fact, I'll dedicate it to all of you. It's a song that puts me in a great mood, and I hope it'll do the same for you. Pues estoy corriendo por la carretera, intentando quitarme cosas de encima. So I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. Aflojar mi carga. Yo lo he traducido como quitarme cosas de encima. I've got 7 women on my mind. Right? Nata, Chris Valro, no. my students, in my case. Tengo 7 chicas en mente. 4 that wanna own me. 4 que me quieren poseer. Y 2 que me quieren apedrear. Oh no. What did you do? 2 that wanna stone me. Yeah, stone como piedra. Uh-oh. I don't know. Well, the name of the song is in Spanish, Tómalo Tranquilo. We got our friend Kubla who got it. It's Take It Easy by the Eagles. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much again for being here. Sing it with me. It is a beautiful song.
Sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. Take it easy.
Estás escuchando
Born Radio.
Excuse me, Richard. What does strive mean? To strive? Yes. What does it mean? It means esforzarse. And what does endeavor mean? Endeavor? As a noun or as a verb? Both. Well, as a noun, it means esfuerzo or empeño. And as a verb, it means esforzarse, like strive. And one more question. What does go all out mean? Go all out? That's a phrasal verb. Yes, but what does it mean? Go all out? It means darlo todo, or dejarse la piel, or hacer hasta lo imposible. Thank you, Richard. Do you know why I'm asking?